League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, good morning and welcome to the Finance Show here on tiptv.co.uk. It's 10 a.m. on Tuesday, the 18th of October, and I'm joined now by Alan Green, who's CEO at Brand Communications, a man I would like to regard as a friend.
Well, sir, you can regard me as a friend.
We'd not do it. I just can't do it, but I would love to do it after 10 years.
Look, let's go for a drink afterwards and discuss the issues. I think
as long as you're paying, that's the main thing.
I will pay.
Right, on the markets, just onwards and upwards.
Onwards and upwards. The FTSE's rampant this morning, as we've just discussed, up 75 points. What is slightly worrying, though, is that CPI numbers came in beating forecast of 0.9% at 1%. So that's month on month, which is a slightly worrying factor for the Chancellor to consider, given that, of course, we've had a bit of a post-Brexit honeymoon for stocks over the summer months. But clearly, if inflation continues to run away at this level, the Chancellor will have to step in. Carney will have to do something about it. And what exactly they can do, apart from more asset purchases, is unclear at present.
Raise interest rates.
Well, raise interest rates.
Reverse the silly interest rate rise of August.
Yes, I think they can have to. I mean, they can't possibly do any more. Let's face it, everyone's borrowed to the hilt. Mortgages are maxed out at 0% or whatever the rates are, so any rise in interest rates could be absolutely catastrophic. So they've got very little room to manoeuvre.
On that happy note, let's go to the slides of the day. Most popular in business and finance and very popular airline, the world's most favourite discount no-frills airline, I'm sure.
Michael O'Leary, the world's most charismatic CEO.
He really is, yes. Ryanair cuts profits forecast after fall in pound. Ryanair has reduced its forecast for full-year profits, blaming the drop in the pound following the Brexit vote. The budget airline said net profit would be 1.3 billion euros to 1.35 billion euros. It's really suffering, isn't it? Yes. Things are really looking bad now.
Yes.
5% below its earlier guidance. I mean, it's amazing how much money these people make.
It is.
Have made.
It is. The model is absolutely solid, as we can see from those numbers. But
and that story from BBC, who obviously don't have any axe to grind regarding the Brexit vote at all.
None whatsoever, no.
Or indeed the Scottish referendum.
Which is possibly why they put a picture of a gorilla up yesterday when talking about Nicola Sturgeon. But
I'm surprised the gorilla hasn't complained.
Well, exactly, yeah. I mean, the gorilla, I think, is consulting with lawyers as we speak. But anyway, moving on.
Right, so Bank of England's Ben Broadbent, pound fall is a shock absorber. The fall in the value of sterling has acted as an important shock absorber for the economy, according to Bank of England Deputy Governor Ben Broadbent. I'm amazed at the negative, this one-way coverage of the pound's fall in the media. I think, unfortunately, financial journalists still do not understand exactly what the economic consequences are, the full economic consequences are of a weaker pound, that there's actually light and dark, not just dark.
Yeah, there's light and dark, and of course the light is that 60% of FTSE 100 companies earn in dollars, so that's a good thing for them, but we're seeing the negative aspects reported at the moment rather than the upbeat aspects. But clearly, while the FTSE 100 continues to race away, the companies that are earning in dollars are seeing massive FX gains on their balance sheets, although perhaps the retailers not so much, as we saw with Burberry and ASOS this morning.
It's a bit strange because you would have thought people would be turning up on the high street here buying, spending.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Right. Next slide is from Nicole Elliott, the trader at the Investors Chronicle. A study by the Resolution Foundation found that the growing army of the UK's self-employed earned £240 a week. I can only dream of that type of earning, I have to say. 15% less than they did in 1994-95, when I could also only dream of that kind of earning.
Those are the days.
Though up from the post-financial crisis trough, where they fell by £100 per week. Modern self-employment is less likely to involve very long working weeks, and today's workers are far less likely to be business owners with staff of their own, said Adam Corlett. Presumably, you can't afford to employ anybody else these days?
Well, I think the opportunity to be self-employed and work for yourself nowadays has never been better with the communications technology where it is at the moment. It's very easy to work remotely and sit on a beach in the Caribbean whilst consulting your iPad.
I'll be broadcasting from the Caribbean from tomorrow. Numbers are up 45% since the millennium to 4.8 million, or 1 in 7 of those who work. The Social Market Foundation estimates that almost half of them earn less than the national living wage of £7.20 now. That is the problem. Yep. Average weekly wages for employees is currently just under £400. So that's the giveaway, isn't it, really?
Well, that's the giveaway. And also with property prices where they are, how can these people ever hope to get on the ladder unless...
The ladder falls down.
Yeah.
Let's have a look at the next slide, which is the economic calendar, US core consumer price index yearly for September. The dairy auction, which we always like to follow here at TIP TV, and I know you like that as well.
Yeah,
and
that's very important.
Also in the US NAHB housing market index and T-bills news. Sentiment with Oanda clients, they are... Once again, very long of precious metals, gold, but presumably betting that gold will hold $1,250, which I'm not quite sure whether it will if all the retail investors are long of it, but we'll go with that. Long of cable edging up there from yesterday's 57%, so that, in fact, that's done well for them today because the pound is up a little this morning. Euro dollar around 110 they are long of, and dollar yen less long, even though it's actually risen quite well of late, and they've done well on that. And then euro sterling back below 90 pence, but they are still short of it.
Well, on the subject of gold, I was talking with some guys on the train this morning who were very uncomfortable with gold currently where it is, and are planning to go short, if not today, certainly this week. They just think it's looking uncomfortably high as we speak.
Talking to people on the train? Well, I suppose you had plenty of time to do that, given the southern rail network.
Well, that's right. Yes, you
find about every financial market, couldn't you?
Waiting stations and abandoned on railway lines. So it's What can you do apart from talk to your neighbour?
Right. The times are this is unbelievable, isn't it? UK 10-year gilt bullish price RSI divergence on 4-hour chart, coupled with bullish pin bar on daily chart, suggests a corrective move ahead. Buy around 126.70. Objective 130, stops below 125, and that does indeed look like a nice little candle there for yesterday.
Yep.
On to the co-report from Investors Intelligence. The S&P remains at the lower end of its three-month range. Support from 2120 and the 100-day EMA continue to hold up the market. The 14-day RSI would print a bullish divergence should it tick up from here, and that would improve the outlook further present. Political uncertainties, I wouldn't say there are any uncertainties at the moment. The election looks to have been... lost by Mr. Trump already, are creating a wall of worry, which is unfortunately now the only wall that he's able of building.
And that's a catchphrase from the past, wall of worry.
And that is a positive. Watch for an upside reassertion, which I think you've probably got it back now, because it doesn't seem like the authorities really want the market to fall ahead of November.
It is a surefire winner. No.
Next up, we've got something from you.
Yeah, well, Burberry, of course, this morning. We're going to talk about Burberry briefly and ASOS. Burberry revenues were down 4% for the 6 months to September. Estimated an FX gain in there of some 120 million. Clearly, where the stock's already down 5% this morning. We've got the 50-day average of 1,360 pence and the 200-day at 1,252. I would suggest it may well continue to fall below the 50, but I would be looking to buy again if it gets anywhere near the 200-day level.
Right, so maybe £13, something like
that. CEO statement was a bit hazy too, although we have Berenberg issuing a buy note today with a £17 price target, so they're still bullish if no one else is.
Yes, OK. Next stock, ASOS, a favourite of mine, but taking a slap as well today.
Taking a slap, down 4%, retail sales plus 26%, down from the previous period where they're up 30%, pre-tax up 37%, balance sheets jump from 120 million to 170 million. So financially, the company's in good shape, but if you look at the broker price targets, the stock's almost got ahead of itself. I think we've only got one broker with a price target currently in excess of where the stock is.
So a bit of a bubble in the online retailers.
Yeah. I think look for any retracement, but clearly you can see where the averages are. It's traded nicely with the 50 days, so any room down close to there has got to warrant a buy rating.
So these are the people that when you see somebody famous wear something, they copy the dress or they copy the clothes.
And then
you can buy the same thing. Somebody wants to buy your shirt, they can do that.
They can
very, very quickly. The Alan Green shirt.
Of course, they can do that. But of course, ASOS started in 2000. Floated at something like 5p. I know a colleague of mine bought shares at 5p and sold at 8p. And clearly, if he'd hung on to them, maybe he would be retired by now.
You could probably buy the Alan Green shirt then after that.
You probably could. Money. Just wanted to bring this little stock to everyone's attention. It's a company called Feedback PLC. Now, this company has a medical imaging tool called Texrad, which they've partnered with institutions such as GE and various hospitals around the world. You can see the stock was drifting down gently and then suddenly bounced back up to 1.3p, well above the averages, down from the 3p earlier in the year. Now, this stock, the licensing revenues from Texrad beat expectations and the company very optimistic about the future. And clearly, the way the stock's holding above those averages, I would suggest that any dip down towards that level would be worth buying.
It does look like a nice little turnaround. Let's have a look at the broker forecast, which I dug up. Man Group, the flavour of the week after announcing that it was getting into US real estate equity fund, buying that for $1.7 billion. So the markets like that a lot. Pearson, a bit of a head-scratcher, this one. Educational... it's got into the educational area in the US, but the first problem is that... the market doesn't seem to appreciate the fact it's a dollar earner, so the shares have been hit for that. And then the other thing is that it looks as though the market's not very impressed with the idea of the whole online education or educational books at all. So it's as if the business model seems to be under threat there.
I think the whole Pearson model has been under question for some years. I think the management haven't made clear and haven't really laid out the stall clearly. And as you say, there's general apathy as regards educational books and software. So I think until the company starts to earn and deliver earnings that are at or ahead of expectations, then it's going to be one of those stocks that will just continue to drift.
And finally, Direct Line Insurance. I believe that was spun off from RBS.
Yep.
Probably shouldn't have been spun off from RBS, given that it's made a lot of money for people in the meantime. But
I'm sure the Direct Line shareholders and management would disagree with you there, because it's been a massive success since the float. I held these shares, in fact. I bought in at the float and sold out at just under £3. So clearly, if I'd hung on, I'd...
Currently £3.53, and the target there from Macquarie up to 406p, so that may be something to investigate. But on that note, that's the end of the open of the finance show here on Tip TV. We will be back after the break, but thank you to Alan Green, CEO of Brand Communications.
So, thank you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.